You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Divine Heart Channeling with Ivana Botich.
Ivana Botich.
Search Divine Heart Channeling on Facebook and all other social media.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Divine Heart Channel
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, hello, my beautiful souls and my beautiful starseeds. It's good to be back again. So before we start, I would like to tell you again a little bit more about Akash, if you forget about it, because the guardians want me to remind you. And the reason why they want me to remind you is I got an amazing question, just the way you should ask when we are talking about the Akash records. The guardians also wanted me to start with another thing, and that's a new moon in Taurus that we have today, tonight. And why they want us to bring the new moon is because we've been through some turbulent energies a couple of months, let's say like that, and finally it's calming down and it's going into stability and things are finally coming back to place, which is amazing. And they wanted me to tell you about the new moon just a little bit, because the question I got, it's really amazing, and you're going to see what I'm talking about right now. So the question is, when I feel that I'm in a higher vibrations, how can I maintain that kind of vibrations and do not let lower one get me or pull me down back to their own lower vibrations? So the guardians of the Akash, first thing that was like popping out like loud from them is to love yourself. First thing and the most important thing is to love yourself. The next thing that you could have for yourself is compassion. Compassion for yourself, compassion for the work you've done, because you've done a lot of work to get where you are. It wasn't easy path, but you made it. And that's like what they are showing me. It's like big applause, because they know how much you need to work on it to go into high vibration when you are surrounded by the chaos and everything that's lowering you and try to pull you down and not giving you a chance or anything to go up and be your true self. Another thing that we always like ask ourselves when people tell us, oh, your vibration is high, how can I stay, or your vibration is low, but no one is talking about, let's say, real life, when we are surrounded by the real people, real places, real lower energies and vibrations that we feel in our bodies, in our system. No one is going to tell you how you can, let's say, overcome that. They're going to be like, just go meditate or just go for a walk or whatever. But you will find yourself, it's going to be like a colleague or a family member or a friend. It depends. But somehow you have to have connections with those people and even those places. We can sense the energies and vibrations of the places. So one of the steps you can do to maintain your higher vibration is to try to put yourself in the heart space in that moment, if you are able to do it. And why they are saying that? Because when you go to your heart space, you are going into your place of love, your sweet spot, your safe spot, let's say like that. And when you are in your heart space, you try to imagine or visualize the golden shield around you, around your energy field. Try to imagine it as golden and shiny as you can. And nothing can go through it, because it's your shield. It's your reality. It's your energy field that you are protecting. Another thing, like another step that you can do if you are not able in that moment to go, like, to slow down a little bit, to go into heart space, because people are going to be like, why are you so silent? We are talking right now. Why are you not saying anything and stuff like that? The other thing you can do is to tell yourself, like really to tell yourself in your mind that that's not your bag to take it. And it's not yours to carry it. Leave it. It's not yours. Just tell yourself and be like really specific, like you are telling to someone else, this is not mine and I don't want to take it. It needs practice. It needs a little bit of consistency, but trust me, you're going to make it in a couple of tries. And also the guardians, it's like they are showing me like really, really important thing is to remember and always remind yourself of how much work you have put to be where you are. Because no one sees what's behind the curtains. No one sees how much have you done for yourself. They see that you are different. They're going to be like, oh, you change. You're not the same. And that's a good thing. Everything's changed. Every single moment, everything's changed. And if some people stay the same, it's their choice. You cannot do anything about it. So don't forget to remind yourself of how much work you have done and how much, someone will say sacrifice. It's not sacrifice. It's more like willing time that you gave to get better tomorrow for yourself, to live the life you desire and to be really happy in the moment, to be happy with yourself, to find your place where you're going to shine. It's a lot of work to go there, to go through all the work, all the shadow work, all the sometimes in tears with your own self when you're sitting and like going through some hard memories that you went through, but you are learning from them. You're not holding on them like this is something I'm going to be taking like excuse for my behavior. It's something I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to see why did I do that? And what can I learn from this? Can I go and do differently in the next situation when I find myself that's almost the same? That's the work we all have to do if we want to have like a high vibrations and see the world truly the way it is, the way it is, and it's beautiful. I hope this resonate with you and I answered your questions, and thank you so much. And this is the amazing question, you see, because the guardians are not going to answer us with yes, no, because we are seeking their guidance. We are seeking their understanding and love. And with simple yes or no, we cannot get that. And they want us to see that really, we really want to work on ourselves, because they know we can, but they want to just see it and feel it. And when we do that, we get rewarded. So don't forget that. Also, another thing that I want to tell you guys is I was thinking about, I was more guided than thinking, just of doing some kind of free masterclass for manifestation. So if you are interested, let me know, send me private messages, or you can even write me the comments. We can talk about it. How would you like it to be? But the guardians want me to tell you that we could do a lot of, I could teach you a lot of tools. I can channel a lot of their, let's say, secrets for manifesting, but not only for this moment, like one time manifestation, but long time, like lifetime manifestation tools. So you can really live that life you desire. Also, they want me to share with you that we're going to do some kind of DNA activations. We're going to do healings, meditations, and all that in that little mini masterclass, let's call it like that. And also, what we're going to do through that masterclass is we're going to change our mindset and the way we talk and the way we use some words For example, as I said, some shows, it's not a problem. It's a situation. It's like an example, how can we change how we use words and what they mean for us. So if that's something you are interested in, let me know. I will be more than glad to create something for you guys to make all the channeling and guidance and everything through the Akash. So thank you so much, guys, for this amazing opportunity to be with you and to tell you and to teach you. I hope to see you next week with some another fun facts and some teachings and some questions you have. Now you see how can you ask the guardians for some clarifications and some guidance. And thank you so much for this. Hope to see you next week. Okay, guys. Bye.